Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A Democrat has won a special election in Northwest Iowa to end the supermajority held by Republicans in the Iowa Senate. Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports.
Sioux City mom and first-time candidate Caitlin Dre takes in the moment she wins a seat in the Iowa Senate. She credits a grassroots campaign with volunteers from all over the state for helping beat Republican Christopher Prosh.
We showed that when you do the work and you talk to voters, that change is possible.
Dre says her top priority is helping solve an affordability crisis in Iowa.
How do we make our housing more affordable? How do we make our childcare more affordable? How do we make our healthcare more affordable? And I am ready to hit the ground running on those issues.
Almost 24% of registered voters cast their ballots, which election officials say is high turnout for a special election with no other contest on the ballot. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
The now defunct Duane Arnold Energy Center near Cedar Rapids is one step closer to running again by the end of the decade. It's Iowa's only nuclear power plant and was decommissioned after the 2020 derecho. But its former operator, NextEra Energy, is now looking to reopen the facility. A federal agency has now approved the company's request to connect the facility to Iowa's electric grid. Lynn County Planning and Development Director Charlie Nichols recently told county supervisors that the grid is facing growing demand.
This demand is straining the grid and promoting utilities to look for more power sources, including nuclear power. So we're seeing a demand for more electricity from data centers, from electrification of vehicles, and just the general electrification of things.
NextEra plans to invest between $50 and $100 million in 2025 to begin recommissioning the plant. Lynn County supervisors are also discussing creating new land use standards for operating nuclear power generating facilities. Police in West Liberty are investigating after a child drowned in a backyard pool on Monday. According to a press release, officers responded to a 911 call of an unresponsive child on East 1st Street just before noon on Monday. The one-year-old was found in a backyard swimming pool but could not be revived. Investigators are coordinating with the Johnson County Medical Examiner's Office. Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen calls it an abomination that Texas lawmakers are moving to change their political maps to help Republicans try and maintain control of Congress in next year's midterm elections. The Moline Democrat suggests that California's efforts to offset those Republican gains are justified.
But you know what? When rules are changed, then we need to fight back. And we can't just kowtow to a president who will say it out loud that when he has a 100-seat majority, then all politics will be over.
Political maps are typically redrawn once per decade after each census. Congressman Sorensen represents Illinois' 17th congressional district, which stretches from Rock Island County to Peoria, Bloomington, and Rockford. Meanwhile, Illinois Democrats are raising alarms over President Trump's threats to deploy the National Guard to Chicago as Illinois Republicans seize the moment to raise money. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
The state GOP is calling it a September showdown. Above the donate button on their website, the party writes, quote, "The left will spin this as Trump attacking Chicago. We know the truth. Trump is standing up for families." They're hoping to get 10,000 donors to each pony up between $5 and $2,500. In an email, the GOP says Trump is ready to mobilize troops in Chicago because Democrats are turning the city into a war zone. But the state's top Democrats condemn Trump's potential plans as a stunt designed to bring chaos and terror to the city. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Demolition crews on Tuesday tore down Davenport's historic John Hiller Building, portions of which predated the Civil War. The demolition followed a years-long effort to restore the limestone apartment building on Gaines Street between 3rd and 4th Streets. It had been vacant since 2015. The city ordered the building be razed this past week. John Hiller was one of Davenport's earliest German immigrants. As a stonemason, he built multiple buildings across the Quad Cities. This is WVIK News.